Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding over here, five lines up from the bottom, Yud Amud Beis, after we took the whole Dina Chashvim Avayda La'Avayda, the Dina, the Shverkait, the Rambam, that the Rambam says that it's absurd in the Shrika, and the Dina that we have, the various Ha'arit that we talked about, whether it's absurd in the first Avayda, the second Avayda, if he shechts Avadas Lizraik Shalai Lishma, is it a psul in the Shechita, blimes like he shechted Shalai Lishma, blimes like he was Dairik Shalai Lishma, the Rabbam says Rike, the Chayat Klar from all the Gemaras, from the Gemaras of Pesachim, if he shechts, let's say Avadas, that this Rike should be Shalai Lishma Eichlin, but Pesach, over there it's able to passul, even though this Rike itself will passul. You see that this Rika, the Shrika can do certain things slowly shma that this Rika cannot do, even though he's doing it, the Shrika, for the purpose of this Rika, of that, and with that Makshav Absula. Various things that we have. The Gabi this, the Gabi the Dinim of Mekashra Ma'avayna La'avayna. We, of course, Paskin, like Rav Yechen, and that means by slowly shma and by Avayna Zara, the same thing. Which means that whatever lumpness that we would have, the chayra by pigol, that lumpness is going to be to mirror itself, the dinim of avayda zara also, which creates certain problems. What the gedder of takratum is, whatever gedder and the lumpness of pigol that there is, it's going to have to reflect itself, like the dinim of takruvasakum. Otherwise, what's the tzushtel? You're making a pigol, you learn from pigol to this. One's a tzul machshava and the other one's a zinu avayda. How can you ever go and do such a thing? And therefore, it's going to be told in the things that we talked about in Moshe Nissen, we spoke about, and what exactly is the tzul of pigol, and where does it come from, and what is the din of takruvasakum that was really not that negative in avayda zara that we learned. All right, but we'll have to leave it for the time being. Tanan, but we have a whole lot to do now. Tanan, Hassam. We have the, we learned over here, Shehai Rabbi Akiva, we have a din, a unique pasuk, that says where by a chatos, you do the avayda, chatos achitzaydias, that you bring it, Zara, the Mizbech achitzen, get into the heichal, the din is at the da'as process. Hold on, chata shehuva is daba el hakodesh penima, the din is that it becomes possible. We have three shitas. Look at me, this did three shitas. Tanan asam shehu rivikiva ha'ra kol damim shenifas in the heichal. Any da'as into the heichal. Well, what da'as into the heichal l'chaper, which is chatois ha'pnimius. The chatas that I was just saying. Sula, the din is, kol chadam shnim zu lehecha leper, sula. So, the din is, vachachami maimin, chatas bilvad. Now here we're going about, in the chatas, the other kachigachi, normally, there are two types of chatas. One, but the one that's, there to be mechaper, and it was supposed to be done b'chutz, the din is that it's possible. And Rabbi Lezer, at the only time that it's going to be possible, heichal lechaper psulim, here he says, kol dam b'shenik musil heichal lechaper psulim, even in Ireland, b'chachami b'ayimrim, chatas b'ilvad. So the shaila is whether or not that did by chatas. But Rabbi Akiva says it goes on everything. The Rabbanan hold that only goes on Chatos. And Rabbi Lesser writes, in fact that Rabbi Lesser says, Afa Hashem, we see, I mean, it's in Lishitasai really, but everything else Rabbi Lesser said. Well, we have three shitas. Legabe bringing Bam that's supposed to be Nizrak Bechutz, you bring it Bifnim. Shenema Kachatos Ka'asham, the Hekish. That Rabbi Lazar says by Shalal Ishma, he makes it possible. So the Gemara speaks of the Rasa can cover time. Well, the Rabbanin, on the other hand, The Rabbanim hold that it's only a din by chatas by taima amarava asham nichnas nama lifnim puzzle lo matzis amrit. You can't say that an asham that a dab comes lifnim it's going to be puzzle. Why? Malazer kamachemer meyoyla ma'ayla shehikaliyo nichnas nama lifnim sheirav. There, that's not, that's supposed to be Nizrat Bechutz. You bring it with them. There's no basis to say it's fossil over there, it's kosher. Osho, Menachin Abisha, ain't no kolio, like Kol Shkain, that the dam should not be possible. And you'll say, Adiyayla Shkain, ain't no Machaperis. Not Machaperis, job is different, and therefore it's not going to be possible. Mashain came. Mashain came. And Ashab, it's there to be Mechaper. It's different. Minchas Chaytei Tachiyach. Minchas Chaytei is Tachiyach. There, Minchas Chaytei, by Elohi Yairid. Over there, the case is where it's a Minchas Chaytei. It's there to be Mechaper. There will also not be compulsive. It's different than a regular Chatos. So the Minchas, maybe you should say Chatos Oif Tachiyach. Maybe a Chatos Oif is Mechiyach. Because what should we say by chatas alive? Let's say you would have the case that a very funny, a very peculiar case, how you'd be able to do it. But Rashi say you'd be able to do it. Because, I mean, it's peculiar only because there's no Kabbalah Saddam. What do you do? Do you do Malika? How do you go straight against the Mizbeach? What are you supposed to do? You better have a good sense of dexterity and have good coordination to be able to do it. If you bring it with them, it's not going to be possible. Chatas alive by the Rabbanim, that's not so poshut. The Gemara later on, and Perek Chatas alive, what is the din by a Chatas alive? Whether or not you bring it with them, whether it becomes possible or not. Maybe there the reason why it doesn't possible because it's no time. It's not a minzevach. How do you know it's going to apply over here? Therefore, if that applies by an asham also, it does not become possible. I'll bring the same thing by an asham. It's kosher. Therefore, I'll learn out from the tzarashav. That is kosher. And therefore, it'll be not like Rabbi Eliezer. That'll be not like Rabbi Eliezer. And it not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, not like Rabbi Eliezer. The what? This is what we have. What do they do with the Hekish? Yeah. They don't hold of that Hekish. That's all the Gemara before. They don't hold of the Hekish. Either, remember. Get out of that Hekish. There's another thing. Maybe it would not be illegitimate. Again, like the same kasha that we had before. There's no fixed amount for any other carbon. How much it has to cost? Again, this did my size the deraisa dikadin. How much it has to cost? Very difficult thing to hear. Well, let's say it's inflation, so it's more. And therefore, it's in the denominations of money. The cost of living adjustment and everything. Everything is really. What happens? Inflation, deflation, cost of living. Here you are. What it cost in Ann Arkin for a snow shovel is not what it cost in Phoenix, Arizona, or Florida for a snow shovel. Yeah. No. Well, what are they?
Fine.
But I'll call part of the Gemara holds that there's a din d'oraisa by an Asham that has a kitzcha. That's a chumra that we have by Asham. Mal atzara shava shebohem shkein ein lohem kitzcha. Maybe that's the reason it's kosher. And it's not also just that kind of goes with Nim. Taimar b'yosham. There's a rigidity that there is by an Asham, a chumra that we have by an Asham. She yesh like kitzvah. Maybe because of that reason, maybe the dab that goes with him should be puzzled. So that what is the top of the Rabbanin who hold that what? That everything is kosher except for a chatos. Chatos beferish. But everything else, according to the Rabbanin, including an Asham, the din is that it's kosher. Exactly the opposite, completely diametric opposite of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that everything is possible. Again, let's remember this, at least the three sheetahs. The Rabbanin hold the exact opposite of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanin hold it's only a din by chatos, Rabbi Akiva holds it's by everything. Not like Rabbi Lesser, you know, Rabbi Lesser, of course, his Hashem is different. Dama shall zuv, lo dama shall acher. Dama means what? Vashiuva be dama. Vashiuva be dama. Dama means the dam of the chatos goes with them. And only a chatos. Ve'idam dama v'loi psara. The other ones will learn out the meat is not lawful, okay, other things. Let's say Rabbi Akiva. Let's say Rabbi Lezer. The dam will not be lafuki anything else. The dam, I mean, no other carbon in the dam. The dam, the purpose of it saying dama, is lafuki buser, that there's no psul of bringing it in, even though there's a din of yaitzei. There's a din of yaitzei on l'mchutz l'mchitzasa, but that din is only going to apply outside, it's not going to go into the heichal. We're talking, remember, bringing it into the heichal, p'nima. That din is not going to apply, it's the opposite din of that. It's not absolutely yaitzei. The abbess is, you have to know why it wouldn't be absolute. What would be the psul of? What is the psul if it would go out? The psul is, well, by butter, yaitzei. Lobsar, v'idach dam dama lo darish. So, I mean, why is it not a regular din of yaitzei? No. What do you mean? So Safin, that's Asim Chutzal Mechitzoso. That's the Havamina. You're saying about not a bit Svara. What you're saying is the Gemara later on at the Pegimel. No, it's a Havamina. Take a look at the top, Pegimel of an Aleph. The Gemara does entertain that possibility where it goes. I might say where it goes, from the Tzofen into the Durham, it might have been like, I might have said like that, I have a minute there is, yeah, good, very good. The Edom Dab Dab Adoy Dab, Bishlam of the Rabbanit, the Amri, Ashem Sheshachdo, Shaloli Shmo Kosher, Bishlam of the Rabbanit, who argue with Rabbi Lezer, and they hold, that Ashram is like any other carbon. It's not like Chatos or at Pesach. Shokta Shaloli Shma by an Ashram is kosher the Eidu Eidu L'Shem Chayva. But it's different, and it's different than a Chatos or a Pesach that becomes puzzle. Haina de Ishkish. That's why we understand there's another Hekish that we did not deal with yet in Maseches Vachem. And that is a Hekish between a Mincha and a Zevach. What's the hekish that we have to a zevach, mincha to a zevach? There are two aspects of that. Hainu de'iskish mincha l'chatas mincha v'yosham. We have a hekish, a double hekish by a mincha. Not to a general zevach, but to a chatas and to a yosham. Implying, of course, that they obviously are two separate dinim. This is the din of a chatas. That the mincha is hukashtu. It's the din of the Yosham, the mincha is it's hukashtu. So that's very good if you hold the dinim are different. Again, Mishlaim Elkoyten Rabbanin who hold that in Hashem, Shishaltu Shaloi Lishmo is kosher. Meaning what the Sanya. Reb Shimon Omer. What is a mincha? A mincha is Kodesh Kodashim Hi Kachatas V'cha Ashav. A mincha can have Kedusha of Kodesh Kodashim. And it's similar, it's Hukash to Achatas and it's Hukash to an Ashav. Minchas Kaite, what are we darshan from here? A minchas kaite, hare kachatas chatas, it has a din like a chatas, lefi kamsa shelo lishma, psula. If a person does it in the same way like a zevach, a mincha, it's a chatas. If a chatas, a person shemsa shelo lishma, as we all know by now, it certainly is going to be puzzle. A minchas kaite has the same din. You do the kmitza of a minchas chayte, you do the kmitza of a minchas chayte, the day is that it becomes puzzle. Minchas, on the other hand, that's by a minchas chayte. What about a minchas nadava? Rehi Elasha. It's not a chatos, that's a did like a, it's a regular mincha, it's not a mincha the berchmi masaper at all. It has a did like a regular, it's a nadava. It's chayim different demon. It has levina. But Hashemit, we talk about the mincha of a mincha eskaitei. There's no Shemit, no Levina. Everybody hear this, the differences. There has no Shemit, no Levina by a chata. There's a lav. You can't lead it on Shemit. You can't put Shemit. You can't put Levina on there. Le'yosim ala Shemit. Le'yitin ala Levina. You can't have that. But I'm saharei hika asham. A mincha is the dava as it did like an asham. Lefika kamsa shalolishma. Therefore, if you made the kmitza shalolishma, it's kosher. Kosher being all the shame chayva, of course. So, but we do have two separate dinim. Ella, the Rabbi Eliezer. What does it say? The hekish. Kachatas v'cha asham. We just said that as it did, I got me shut. What one mincha is pasul shalolishma. The other mincha is kosher shalom lishma. Very nice. But of course that heklish cannot work according to Rabbi Lezer, obviously. Because he holds that everything is puzzle. Even a minchas nedav, even we talk about a minchas, even a dove is going to be puzzle. Ella, an asham is going to be puzzle also. So what is the heklish? What's the heklish going to be? Kachatas v'cha asham. If the asham has the same thing as the chatas by shalom lishma. Obviously he cannot make this heklish.
He used it already.
What?
Because he used it already.
No. Not because he used it, because it is different. He can't say, it's like this. This mincha is like the chatas. This is like an asham. He has the same thing. The same din as the chatas and the asham. They're both possible. Hello, the Rabbi Eliezer. Labai Hilchasa. He's kishmincha the chatas and minchas le asham. Look, he eat after Rav Shimon. The reason is, the way he would learn it in Hekish, it would be another din that happens to be, and the Shita of Reb Shimon and Menachos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what would he do with the Hekish if he holds that even an Asham is possible? He obviously cannot come and tell us that a Minchas Nedava is going to be kosher, is going to be kosher because he compared it to an Asham. An Asham is also a reason for it to be possible. So what is the Hekish? Enoch Reb Shimon Desnad, Shalimikli Sharis. So the regard and hold, if a person brings a carbon mincha, and he does not use a Kli Sharis to be Mekabel the Dam, it's possible. You have to be Mekadish. You have to be Mekadish the Koimitz. The same way you're Mekadish the Dam, you have to be Mekadish the Koimitz. The avoidus of the mincha parallel the avoidus of the zevach. Right? The shchita's keneged corresponds to the kmitza. The kabbalah of the kaimitz corresponds to the kabbalah of the dam. The halacha of the kaimitz and the mizbeach corresponds to the halacha of the dam. And the haktara, the haktara of the kaimitz corresponds to the zrika of the dam. It happens to me by the haktara of the kaimitz is a double parallel. It first of all, it's the Zrika, but it also has a Din Akhtara to it, and maybe it could even be enough Geminas. The Gabi, that we'll have to see at a different time for that. But the four basic Avaitis that we have by a Zevach, the Levaisa apply by a Mincha also. So the Gemara brings, Rav Shimon argues with that. He holds that if you don't do the Kabbalah to be Mekadosh, the Kaimitz, you can do it also with your hand. You can do it strictly with your hand. You don't have to put it into a kli. But, Rav Shimon Machshir, Miyomar of Yudom Reidom Chiyam by Taimit Rav Shimon, Omar Krah, and that's the reason, Kaddish Kadosh Rika Chatos Vicha Oshab, Bali Oida Biyad, you want to go and be makriv the kaimitz with your hand, not in the kli. Not in the kli. You don't want to be makriv it by tossing it from the kli. You want to toss it from your hand. You have to do it like the tefillas etzba and the hazar that you do by a chatos if you do it with your physical hand. On the other hand, let's say you want to do it in a kli. You can do that. You have the option to do it in a kli. Put it into a kli. You put it into a kli, then does it not have to be done the yamin like the chatas? You could do it b'smol also. It is an avaita, but he holds, tells what the love this is. The kli aina b'smol to usham. That's what he holds. It doesn't mean everybody in the Rabbanit holds like that. But he also, do the avaita b'kli, he can do it b'smol also. If there's the Rashi. Bala aida b'yamin. Bala aida b'kli. You see that, Rashi?
Yeah.
About 10 lights up from the wide lights. Bali Aida Bekli Rishai Liada Bismala Hailich Abakli Shekicha Bisaicha Bismailai Lamisbeach. The Litai Bismaila Mina Kli Aloishim. You can take the Kli with the Kaimitz in it and toss it onto the Akhtare, onto the Aisha Lamisbeach. Kizrika's Dab Ashim Shumina Kli Lamisbeach. She'ena medesina setzba. There, of course, it's not medesina setzba. You have to tell me, it's only by a chatos. No, ksim etzba, ela b'chatos. Ukshetzba, Reb Shimon, b'chol asvachim. Reb Shimon shita of smol. Smol is good by all zvachim as long as you do it b'kli. You can't do it by a chatos like that. But by other zvachim, you want to do it to Zrika with a kli, you can't do it. That's Rav Shimon. The Amidah Likamad Perek Sheni. Later on we say, Zarak Bismal Pasol, Rav Shimon Machshir. Chutz Mechatas. Gemara later in Chavdalet. So the Gemara is Smei Mechalak. And therefore over here by a mincha, you have an option. Two options. You do it by Yad, Chatos. You Bismol. So we have, apparently have a need and a usage for the Hekish of Kachatos Ka'asham, a different Hekish than, of course, what the Rabbanan said. Rabbanan said, but there are two different types of Mincha. One's a Mincha's Nadova, one's a Mincha's Kaite. It tells you in a different dinim. According to, if you learn like this, and you hold that according to everything itself is going to be, if you hold like Rabbi Lezer, if you hold like Rabbi Lezer, that's a whole lot. It goes like Reb Shimon. And if you hold like Reb Shimon, then it works. Reb Shimon, high crop, bapik lay, lahachi. You know, sorry. One second. To me, I'm the small cause of Reb Shimon. High crop, bapik lay, lahachi. Yeah, so what did Reb Shimon himself had hold?
What? Reb Shimon, what are the two options?
You can do a mincha either one of two ways. You want to do it with a kli? Fine. You want to do it with your hand? Fine. The only difference is...
Which
kli? What do you mean, a klisharis?
Second klishar, not the first.
Not the first one, no. The first one is the bisa. The first one is mekadosh klishus haguf.
Which one is the Kabbalah?
The Kabbalah is the second one that after the kaimitz, I guess I should have explained that point. I thought I did. When you bring the mincha, you first take the whole bisa. It's an aseris olefa. You take an aseris olefa, a tenth of an efa, you put it in what's called the bisa, and it's mekadeshet kedusha saguf.
Everybody holds you have to do that.
And then from the bisa, you make a kmitza by a mincha's nudava. Okay, so what do you do with the kmitza? You take another kli, and you're mekadesh the kmitz, much smaller kli. You take the kaimitz, a much smaller one, and you put it into that kli, and it's mekadesh the kaimitz, a second level of kedusha. It's a second level of kedusha, and that in some way is similar to Kabbalah. It's different because here you need a ma'aseh to do it. By Kabbalah, it happens to be Mela, of course. It just comes out. The Shalos, whether that's babish, the same thing as Kabbalah or not, the Gemara later on holds in the whole Shatlamataria, your gimel. Whether or not that's analogous to Kabbalah or whether it's not analogous to Kabbalah. But whatever it is, it's a second level of Kedusha that comes to the Kaimitz in the same way there's a second level of Kedusha by Dam when you make a Kabbalah. The Shechita is Mekadosh B'Dam, and the Kabbalah is also Mekadosh B'Dam, a different level of Kedusha. That not all Kedushas Aguf are created equal. You could have the Kedushas Aguf of a carbon. Kedushas Aguf, there's no Milach Hamila, it has Kedushas Aguf. That's what, that's A. The second then, but the Gemara that says that the Shechita is Mekadosh B'Dam. What do you mean it's Mekadosh B'Dam? It's already Kaddish, everything's Kaddish. But it's a different level of Kedusha. It's a Kedusha's Hakrav, I call it. Then after you do that, there's a third level of Kedusha. When you become the Dam, by the Kaimitz, it's the same thing. The Mincha, the whole Mincha is in the Bisa. What in English, what happened to call it the Bisa? The whole container, the flask, the pot that it's in. Then you take the Kmitza from the Bisa, and then you put it into another kli, sharis, mekadesh, a different level, the kaimitz. Then you pick up that kli that has the kaimitz, according to the Rabbanan, the way we pass it, with your right hand, and you toss it on the ishan.
You don't take it out of the kli.
You don't take it out of the kli. You toss it with the kli. Oh. Now, Reb Shimon holds, you're able to dispense with that stage. You can take it directly from the bisa, and put it directly on the Ishim. You can skip the whole stage of Kabbalah. That doesn't have to have that second level of Kedusha. According to Shimon, you take it as long as you do it with your right hand. On the other hand, if you want to do it with your left hand, then you do it like the Rabbanan, and you do the Kmitza, you put it into the Kli. You do the kmitza, by the way. You do the kmitza with your right hand. Put it to the kli. The kli you can pick up with your left hand. And then toss it onto the ishim. So that's the hekish that we have.
Which one is the kli for the
machmas and machmas? No, it doesn't make, a difference. That is, it doesn't make a difference. Second one. So the difference is, according to Reb Shimon, you can do it with the left hand as long as you are makabo the kmitz. In the left hand, the machmas machesh, it's going to be the same thing. In which case, so you do that, if you do it, choose to do it with, in a knife and a kli, you can do it with your left hand.
How did you get the
execution? So it doesn't need it. It would be different. Right. You can skip it, according to him, because you can skip it, and it won't have that second level of kedusha. Maybe you can clear how it gets it. Maybe it does with your hand, does a double thing, whatever. But there's a welcome to think about that, how it works. Yeah, all right. But that level, the second level that we require, is not necessary according to Reb Shimon. Now, so Nachama. So if we're saying that in Reb Shimon, we're saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that way. What about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon himself, what does Reb Shimon hold? The Gabi the Din of Shalom Lishma. We have to say, according to Reb Shimon, he didn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. He held like Rabbani. That if you go and you think by an usher, Shalom Lishma, it's kosher. Okay, now, how would he know that? He learns it out from the din because he doesn't hold that as mamish the same dinim. It's separate. So if that's the case, so now he holds that it's two things, right? So that's two things. According to him, and we can see it's two things, because we see there's a hekesh to an asham for the mincha to the asham and the mincha to the chatos are the two separate things. But if he holds that it's really one thing, Reb Shimon, because he holds the chatos and the asham is really one thing, the din is that they're both possible if you do it shalom lishma. It's one of the two hekeshim. What do you mean? Mincha says it's got one way it's compared to the chatos. The other way it's compared to the asham. What do you mean? They're the same din. The chatos and the asham. Reb Shimon. No. Reb Shimon does split it. So he has it now. So how does he know the double standard? If Reb Shimon does not hold. Reb Elezer needs Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon is not Reb Elezer. Reb Eliezer needs Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? He doesn't hold like Reb Elezer, that if you shed, then Asham Shalom Lishma becomes muscle. So how does he know all this? He knows it's two separate dinim. He holds the two separate dinim. What does he have from it? Two separate drushes? So the Gemara says he holds two separate drushes from the same thing. Oh, that's also the Gemara. Reb Shimon, high kra, mapik le lahachi, mapik le lahachi.
Two
separate rushes. But what tells you? Well, the abda beyond one is small, and also that's different. It's slowly small stuff. Yeah. So the Gemara is asking, what is this? It's two drushes from the same pasuk. What happens? But it's much not. You're used up.
You don't have any way to shvat. Why does Rami know from Kachatis to Asham?
No, he doesn't believe it. Right? The no, it's
interesting. Well, see, he argues, the Gemara is assuming for a Dover Pushin, that he argues on Rabbi Eliezer. The only one who holds like Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer. Nobody else holds that if you shet the Nashim, Shaloli Shmo is puzzle. So what happens? Where does he know it from? If he does it from here. So it comes out that they're two separate drushes then. Two drushes that you have of the same thing. L'chaira, it can't work. Reb Shimon, I kra, that you see there's a difference between the chatas and the yasham. Chatas and the yasham. I kra, mapik le lahachi, mapik le lahachi. I'll tell the Gemara now. Iker kra, l'chara, Rabbi Huda, b'reita, r'chi, the yasham. The main drasha is for that. That what? Bali ayda biyad, bali ayda b'smol. Uminchas chayte. Uminchas chayte. Dipsula. Shaloli shva. Taibachrinahu. But the reason why uminchas chayte. Shaloli shva. Is really from a different thing. Not because it has the same din as the chatos. We thought the reason it's a chatos. So now what do you have? Chatos, oila, asham. But it says, so what do you know? Where do you know that from? Time achrin and chatos, time amayin xiv bahi. And chaskaite namik xiv bahi. And therefore, since it says he, that tells you it's puzzle. Finish. Now what happens by an asham? Doesn't have that. Well, the rabbanon, lamai hilkos ayishkis asham lechatos. Lamaisa, that's what somebody was asking before. What did Rabbana do with the Hekesh? Well, Aaron was asking. Rabbi Lezer holds the klal is kachatas ka asham, but an asham is possible. Which lo lishma. Lamaisa, what happens to the Hekesh according to them? Lamalach bachatas to the smicha, avashat al smicha. Whole different thing. He does a side din that the chatas means smicha, the asham means smicha. We have another din. Yosef and Chayni in the Mishnah told us there's a difference between shechting it b'shem namuch, a higher level, and b'shem gavaya. We take a look the way at the Mishnah. Let's say Yosef and Chayni. Oh, Yosef and Chayni, I mean the other way. He's talking about that. Let's take Yosef and Chayni Yomer. It makes a difference on Yishkotim L'Shem Pesach. Yeah, we're going the other way. The first member is this one. He holds that if you did, just like if you shechted a Pesach at Shalom Ishma, if you did it L'Shem Pesach, it's also possible. Yaisi Mechayni Yom on Yishkotim L'Shem Pesach or L'Shem Chatos Psulim. Just like if you shechted a Pesach or a Chatos, it becomes possible. If you shechted L'Shem Chatos L'Shem Pesach, it also becomes possible. Yosef ben Chayni Yomer, Anishotin, over there for them, it becomes a puzzle. Umra Yechidin, Yosef ben Chayni Rabba Lezer, Umra Davarachon. They both said the same thing. Rabba Omer, no, Ba'acherim L'Shem Pes Chatos Pligi. They're going to argue if you shifted others L'Shem Chatos. The Sadia, HaPesach She'obra Shnoso. This is Meiser Pesach. It got too old, B'shokto B'zmano. I did a Pesach that's over 1 year old. Its birthday passed. Its birthday from day to day. Not Nissan. But it came, its birthday came. It was over a year old. HaPesach She'obra Shnoso. So it's over a year old, v'shachto, and you shechted it, v'zmano, when you dalid. L'shmai, l'shei Pesach. Chedah shechet acherim, l'shei Pesach. You say the other ones, other korbanos, l'shei Pesach, v'zmano, when you dalid. Rabbi Eliezer, paisel. Rabbi Eliezer, paisel, pasels. Rabbi Yeshua, machsher. And Rabbi Yeshua is machsher that there's no such thing. You shechted another carbon l'shem Pesach. That does not become possible. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Who's the one that we're really bringing it from over here? We're bringing over here from Yosef ben Chayni and Rabbi Eliezer, and we're stalking over here. We do bring Rabbi Eliezer over here who passes. And Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Eliezer. That is Rabbi Yeshua coming to the picture. A new man to Amr here that we weren't even dealing with. Am Rabbi Shayim Bishai Yabaisa Shada. She'eino kosher lishkai. If we see that Bishai Yabaisa Shada, where a Pesach, it's not kosher if you shelter it with Shay Pesach. Right? It's possible. What happens on Pesach? You did Shalom Lishma. You can't shecht it l'shem Pesach, b'shah yom ha'shana. What happens when you shecht it b'shah yom ha'shana? It becomes a meiser Pesach. It's going to be a tzmatzel for that. So it comes a shlomim. So what happens? Acherim k'sherim l'shmai, aval pikein, when acherim bar kosher, when you do it l'shmai, b'shah yom ha'shana. You take an oila, you shechted it l'shem Pesach. On the Meshayim HaSashana. It's kosher made on l'shem Chayfe. Achem k'sherim l'shmai. So it's here, right? Like, it's kosher made on l'shem Chayfe. Bismano, shu kosher l'shmai. Bismano, that if you shechted a Pesach, well, of course, l'shem Pesach, it's good. Eino did she'irshu achem l'shmai. That's far in a couple of chaymer. Abadim, you did it. Otherwise, on your dalid, the shei Pesach and Shabbatim be good. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, oh chiluf advar. Maybe you could. So he said, get a fuck here. L'mayim b'shayim aysashana. L'mayim b'shayim aysashana. She'ino kosher lishmai. If you go, it's not kosher. Let's say you shep for the Pesach, the shei Pesach. Shleim is bado. It's no good. It's not better our bayim, and it's going to be possible. Shkosher hu l'shem acherim. If you do it l'shem acherim, it is good. But all about what will it be? Becomes a shlomim. Becomes a shlomim. But by serpesa, bismano shahu kosher lishmai. Bismano, which is kosher lishmo, eino din sheyuchar L'shem Acherim? Maybe, which of course was impossible, right? Mizmano, Shehu Kosher L'shem, in addition to L'shem Acherim, and therefore what should really happen? According to this Cheshbon and the logic, the way it would follow, that's what should really come out, which of course there cannot be. And therefore going to come out, L'shem Pesach Bar Ma'aser, Shalom. That your Pesach Shalom L'shem will be kosher. Bikachato Eimer. What? Because what? Acherim, right here, the Rashi says, Acherim, Sherim, Lishmai, the Yishar Pesach, the Adalit, the Shagosh come out, which becomes, which is impossible. Mali, so the Gemara then says, Mali, Hushru, Acherim, and then Yishru, Acherim, Bitbiya. In other words, the whole thing, the whole logic that we're saying over here is not going to fit with all the deedim. Rashi says, everybody have it, the one I'm reading, five lines off on the bottom. The time of the Rabbi Eliezer, the time of Rabbi Les should do puzzle the shame acherim. Pachi nabi, the chatos, he said, whatever you're saying by a Pesach, you're going to say by the chatos also. Right? The rabbi dayek mi sefer, shechazar Rabbi Eliezer, mi did ze, mi dado mi did acher, umayda di acherim, the shame chatos ksherim. Lishmai, shekainu posel l'shem acherim. They've shown acherim, but Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, if came out the kayach Pesach, but it's not the kayach Mishlamin. If you're going to come and say such a thing, you're going to make Pesach worse than it is by Shlamin. What's going to happen? Because what's going to come out if you're going to come out and say such a thing? You're going to make Pesach worse than it is at the Kayach. You're going to be more of a Kayach in the Kapsul of Shalom Lishma by Shlomim than you are by a Pesach. Why? Because Mishayim by Sashana, it's going to come out being a Shlomim. What are you going to come out saying? Yukshuru Acherim Bismano Lishmo. Shkein Hu Posel Lishem Acherim. What's going to be,
is it coming out that during the year, if you set the things like for a shlomi, if you set the time based up during the year, it's going to be a shlomi. So Mashalas Pesach is becomes a shlomi, but on Pesach, or Pesach, if you set the,
what?
Set the shlomi for a Pesach,
yeah.
Pesach, it's not going to be a Pesach.
Right.
So it comes out the Mashalas for a shlomi.
If you're doing it l'shem Pesach, you can't harat the kayak Pesach, but asat the kayak b'shlomim. But Pesach is going to be Meiser Pesach when it's going to be, right, more kuladik
than a shlomen.
Yeah, than a regular shlomen.
A shlomen shem Pesach, It's not going to work. It's going to work during the year. So it comes out that
a Pesach, L'shem, Shlomim,
during the year,
during the year will be good. Because it's Meiser Pesach. Right? A Meiser Pesach during the year will be good. It's going to be good if you do it L'shem or something else.
Shabbat for Shlomim is greater than Shabbat.
It's more of an impact that you can have.
No, Pesach for Shlomim,
Pesach itself.
What's going to come out is Pesach itself. What's going to happen? Bizbado.
I mean, it's whatever it is.
Machshava for Shlomim is going to possible more than Machshava for Pesach. How do you see that? Because during the year, Machshava for Pesach is going to be Shlomim. But after Pesach, Machshava for Shlomim is going to pass. You see, the Machshava for Shlomim.
Pesach is more kuladik than a regular shlomim. Pesach, Rabbi Lazar, Vidano did acher, but what? But sinu meiser Pesach, but shlomim, they meiser shlomim, but Pesach. Yeah, I mean they're. He says, look, we find that one thing that works by Pesach that does not work in the reverse. Ma, Pesach, Shemaisrei b'shlomim. Sheltam is mano, b'shum shlomim, is possible, of course. He's already holding, he helped up. Shlomim, she'eit, where it has less shaychus. There's no din that a shlomim could ever become a Pesach. Shlomim, she'eit, maisrei b'pesach. Halachas kama v'chama yachta shem Pesach bizmano ain't a din sheyubzulim. It can't become like that. So b'sul is more further removed.
Which means
that we're trying. Well, if you're going to go with the logic, there's going to be things that are not shayach. Amla Rabbi Yeshua Matzino Meiser us. Baila. What do you find? You find by a Meiser Chatos. What's the case? Let's say of a Meiser Chatos. Let's say a person was mafresh two chatois. If I bring one, I'll bring one. The other one will be a spare one. And what will be if I have a spare Pesach? It's going to be left over. So what do you do with it? You let it graze and it becomes an oila.
Right.
The takana of Yahyada Akayim. Hamalai Rabbi Yeshua. What? Meisachatz. By Sina we find that Ba'ayla. The Meiser Ayla Ba'achatas. But Meiser Ayla, it doesn't go both ways. That doesn't become a Chatos. Uma'achatas Shemutaris Ba'ayla Ba'achatas Shemutaris by the Meiser. That we said Shemaisra, they Shemaisra. Ba'ayla. Aval b'kek, but it has a shaykhus to being an oila. Shalta l'shem oila, even though it has a shaykhus to being an oila. Psula. Oila she'ed maisra ba'chatas, but it has no shaykhus to being a chatas. Shalta l'shem chatas, ain't a dinshate psula. Going with this logic, it should really come out that way because the Lord has less guidance. Rabbi Elazar Lali, Mamre Pachadosh Keng Shera Lishma, Kol Hashana Kula. You know, it's like that by Achatos because it's Kosher Lishma, Kol Hashana Kula. You can bring Achatos, of course, like that the whole year. Taimar Bepesach, Sheino Kosher Lishma, Elam Izbano. Elmo Basel Lishmai, since it's Basel Lishmai, all over, therefore it's Alamith, it's not, that in itself is no good. Shayim is Hashanah, a Pesach. So therefore these are all reasons maybe that if it, you see it's limited, it's so limited that it's Hechsher, that other things will not be Kosher Lishmai even. So therefore, there's a reason to be mechalik. And Shimon Achi Azaria Omer, he's the one again that's mechalik. What?
Yeah.
Up and down. Meshed no. Now, Ravashi Mashri Bishmei the Rabbi Yechanan, Ravacha Breda Rava Matsi Bishmei the Rabbi Yadan, Maitachim in the Shimonachi Azari. Why does he hold that if you do it the Shem Nobuch, it's possible? The Shem Gavaya, it's good. It's not Shalom Mishmo. The Omar Kramalai Chalu is Kachim in Israel, Esa Shem Yorimu Lashem. The Mura Mehem, Ein Mishalovim, was something which is elevated from it. It's not Mishalel, the drasha from the Pasuk is. The Namuch Mehem Mishalovim. Hi, faith in Gemara, you're using the pasuk to come and tell me by this din of Shalom Lishma. What do you mean? Hi, lahachiyu the osur. Hi, lechad Shmuel. Yomar Shmuel, he learns a completely different din. The Gavitruba and Tevu. Minayan, how do you know? The Yoichol is a Tevu. Shehu Mimisa. How do you know a person eats Tevu? Sky Misa. Shnever Vaychalu is country in Israel. What? When you're going to go and separate it to bring, to take truma off, and before that you eat it, it's going to be chaya misa for tevil. Why does it have to say? Because it will in the future be to be separated. Shmami natarti. So the two drushes. Yeah, yeah. Let me then what's the first couple lines. Byram Zera. Sharon named Baratz. When he said that it's kosher. Now, what did he say? He's chal between Gavaya and Namuch. Now, what does it mean? If it, you do it to Shem Gavaya, it's kosher. Kosher means what? Kosher means it's not possible. But does it mean that it's even Baratza or is it not Baratza? What does it mean exactly? What happened to, as far as the chiluk that we said before, that there's a din of kosher and baratza? What happened to that part? Is it only shek chayva or not? Shem ravichi paling b'chara paling? Udiyo ma'ak sherim umaratzim. Umetarti pligi. Maybe he argues on the whole din that we said before. Omar abayi mitem ram zeyra toshima. Abchar ma'abasa shishavta l'shem shlomim. Sherim. Shlomim sheshelta the shem chor or the shem meiser are psulim. Now what does psulim mean? These fucking daitach sherim on the maratzin. Let's say it's kosher and they're maratzin. Maybe that's what he means. So what does it mean? By chor by ritzu you? Where there's a claim to bring it? We don't see there's ritzu by chor. Not maratzin for the chaper for anything. Now look, sherim v'ein maratzin. No. I mean, a sefer, so when it says, sherim, the ain't beratzen, it's not beratzen, what will the reisha be? Reisha not a sherim beratzen, what do you mean? Maybe each one is different. The thing that's appropriate for it, there it won't have it. It won't happen. Elamai kabash balon, so then what's the point? The vayav and namach kabash balon, not the gabi whether it's kosher beratzen. It means just that there's a difference in whatever happens. What we learned are giving illustrations over here for? What about Kalim and Kalim? Like Shlomo and Bachar? What's the point of that? No, Hanami Tatanina. We know that there's that difference also. What's the point? Because this is the Iker thing. Over there, well, he goes, came and tell me other Chiddush of Rabbi Dinam of Kedima. But over here, it's telling you the Iker Chiddush, and that is that there are levels within Kachem, Kachem, Kalim also, and therefore it makes it a so we have really this suffix. What exactly, according to Shimon Achi Azariah, what does he hold in reference to the whole din of Kachem of Karbanos HaYeshev and Shalom Lishma? I will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.